Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The 1970s were an iconic era for black filmmaking. Movies like Shaft and Foxy Brown presented bold characters that connected with audiences rarely given an opportunity to see themselves represented on screen. While many of these films are now referred to as blaxploitation movies, some fans take issue with the label.
As a person of color, we didn't view that era to be exploitive at all. If anything, it was like a resurgence, or not even a resurgence, a birth of entertainment that was done by us for us.
That's actress Davine Joy Randolph in her latest film, Dolomite Is My Name, tells the true story of Rudy Ray Moore, a comedian who self-financed a series of provocative movies in the 1970s. Many of those films starred an actress named Lady Reed, who Davine plays in the film, alongside Eddie Murphy as Moore.
You've been up on stage, Lady Reed.
I used to be a backup singer in New Orleans.
I knew it. I told you.
Uh-huh.
You sure do. The singer, huh?
I get so nervous I had to hang on to the mic from not falling over. Butterflies all in my stomach.
You're funny. You should be doing stand-up.
But what would I do?
Ahead of the film's release this Friday on Netflix, I sat down in the studio with Davine, and she told me that preparing to play Lady Reed was unexpectedly complicated.
I immediately started to try to, you know, dig in because it wasn't within my realm of awareness. And if you Google her, there's little to no information. And at first I thought, you know, well, maybe I'm not really looking well enough. And at school, no matter what project you did, what play you did, you were connected with a dramaturgy major. So that's basically like an art historian. And they basically collect a whole bunch of information and artifacts that all would be pertained to the subject matter of the role you're doing or the play that you're doing. It doesn't have to be period piece. Just they're like an encyclopedia, literally, of your project. So I got spoiled and I thought that that's what the real world was. That's you always have this person by you. And so that wasn't the case. But I immediately called one of my classmates and was like, okay, I'm not seeing anything, but maybe, you know, with your skill set, you can really dig. And they couldn't find anything. And that's just really heartbreaking, you know? And I don't really know the reason as to why that is. And that's kind of put me on this path of an exploratory journey of even more people of color that we don't know about, and especially women of color. With that all being said, my resources were limited yet powerful. And so it was her movies, and then it was her party albums, which is basically like, you know, stand-up recorded on vinyl. And so her voice was my biggest way in.
In the 1975 movie Dolomite, Lady Reed played Queen Bee, but all the other women were credited as Dolomite girls.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? Does that like...
I can't lie. As the actor, I'm like, yes, I was the woman who had a name. You know what I mean? But it is. It's tricky because, you know, for sure, at that time, that was a thing where I think just as a society as a whole, that's where women were just right. So we're coming out of like sexual repression and conformity from the 50s. And then 60s is like, we're just trying everything. And then 70s is in this new space of like trying to figure it out of like, okay, I may not want to go all the way to the left that I just came from the 60s. And so, but men were like, no. I still want you to be over there. You know what I mean? Like, and so then women are really gaining their voices in a way. So it is disheartening of like, so she can't have a name, you know what I mean? Or her purpose is just to be in ownership to you. It's disheartening. I will say on the flip side, in doing this movie and being the only female, obviously coming into it, I was like, I don't know what to expect. You know, on top of these guys being legends within their own right and fully established careers, iconic careers in their own way, I really didn't know what I was going to walk into. You know, being literally in a world of all men, you know, and besides, like, you know, the hair and makeup trailer and costumes, everyone else on set is men. They exceeded my expectation and super generous and kind and supportive. And even with the writers, what was so lovely is that they allowed me just to be a woman.
So I'm wondering what your thoughts are specifically on the fact that this movie, even though it's telling an important part of Black cultural history, was written by two white men and directed by another.
I'm gonna be honest, when I received this, everything was like untitled, unscripted. It was all very mum's the word. So I didn't know who the writers were. The only thing I knew was that Craig Brewer, who directed Hustle and Flow, and we had worked on a couple of episodes for the fourth season of Empire, was directing it. And it was the breakdown that took my breath away. And, you know, I don't know if people know, but breakdowns is like a quick, crass, soundbite description of the character you're playing. And I don't know if it's sometimes more so meant for, like, just your agent or manager's eyes to see, because as an actor, when you see it, at least in my experience, it's not that hopeful. You know what I mean? It's like funny, fat Black woman, and you're just like, whoa, you know what I mean? Or like dowdy Black woman who can't get a man because she's fat. And you're just like, who wants to do this? You know what I mean? And they're not all like that, but most are like that, you know? And so I've always found my personal challenge is I'm going to turn this into a human being and I'm going to tell this lady's story.
Are we at a place that you think that Hollywood is allowing more Black actors like yourself to be more human about the characters that they play, to be less, you know, stereotypical in that whole, particularly when you said, you know, when you describe Black women, roles for Black women, you know, sassy, angry, sad, single, all these like stereotypes. Like, are we starting to turn the corner, or is there more to do in your opinion?
There's obviously a ton more to do. I do think with these movements of, like, you know, plus size inclusivity, and when you're having the transgender awareness, because of what the world is, I feel like there's a demand and a call to order for things to catch up, but it has a long way to catch up. So for me, that is a huge part of my journey in these roles that I take. You know what I mean? It is important, because it's not that much out there for us, that the roles that I do, whether I am playing a prison inmate or not, I make the choice, no matter who I play, even if I'm a trash collector, that as a person of color, I am the best at this job. You know what I mean? Like, I played a secretary once. I can type so fast. Like, I set myself up to win no matter what the job is. And I think when you do that, that's why people are allowed to see and are able to see, I hope, a fuller and more enriching character that I bring to the forefront, because I'm not going to give you a stereotype.
Davine Joy Randolph is one of the stars of Dolemite Is My Name. Davine, thank you for being with us on The Takeaway.
Thank you so much for having me.